This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 15, 2026. Young Kenyans are putting 9 billion shillings into Standard Chartered's Digital Money Market Fund, a sign that mobile-first wealth products are gaining traction with younger investors. This shift is significant because it indicates a growing demand for formal money market funds, and companies that can provide seamless, mobile-first experiences are well-positioned to capture this demand. For builders, this means investing in user-friendly, mobile-first platforms that can integrate with existing financial systems, which is a key part of our read at Tech Cocoon on the importance of integration depth in African fintech. What does this mean for the future of financial inclusion in Africa? And can telecom networks play a role in scaling these services? In fact, GWCU's reported deal with MTN Liberia shows how African fintechs are using telecom networks to scale embedded credit without building distribution from scratch, which speaks to our standing question about who actually bears FX risk in each cross-border corridor. This approach to scaling financial services is a far cry from the hype around stablecoin payments, which are still facing trust, regulation, and consumer risk questions, despite MiniPay's 15 million wallets showing some traction. For operators, this means that stablecoin products still have a long way to go in terms of building trust and regulatory clarity. And our analysis at Tech Cocoon suggests that the claims of some stablecoin proponents are overstated. As African fintechs navigate these complex issues, they're also facing a harder question: how to prepare for AI-to-AI payments, which raise significant questions about control, verification, and responsibility when software starts moving money. This is a critical issue, and one that gets to the heart of our standing question about when national instant payment switches mature, which private rails companies will become infrastructure, and which will become resellers. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.